All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Worzer. These are the top stories that begin Wednesday, April 21st. Many people are still reflecting today on the historic verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, becomes the first white officer in Minnesota history to be convicted in the killing of a black man. A jury yesterday found Chauvin guilty on all counts against him. The news touched off celebrations in downtown Minneapolis where thousands were gathered, including NPR's Tim Nelson.
The crowd roared with jubilation as Judge Peter Cahill read the verdict in the courtroom, 18 floors above them in the Hennepin County Government Center. Some wept and embraced, others waved fists in the air as the 330-day ordeal ended, while many had been wondering if anyone would ever be held accountable for George Floyd's death last Memorial Day. The crowd filled the streets around the courthouse for hours, chanting, dancing, singing, waving Black Lives Matter flags and vowing that they would keep up the pressure on law enforcement and lawmakers. Many called the verdict a pivot point for Minnesota and said they hoped it would inspire people all over the country to work for racial equity and changes to policing in communities of color. I'm Tim Nelson.
In the wake of the guilty verdicts, Governor Tim Walz yesterday called for reforms aimed at addressing racial inequity in the state. Walz says while life is good for white Minnesotans, there are glaring racial inequities in education, in housing, in health outcomes, and in policing for people of color. President Biden also weighed in yesterday, saying it is clear changes are needed in the country.
And this takes acknowledging and confronting head-on systemic racism and the racial disparities that exist in policing and in our criminal justice system more broadly. You know, state and local government and law enforcement needs to step up, but so does the federal government.
Derek Chauvin will be sentenced next month. In other news, the funeral for Dante Wright will be held tomorrow in North Minneapolis. Matt Sepik reports.
Dante Wright was killed April 11th during a traffic stop. Former officer Kimberly Potter can be heard on body camera video shouting, "Taser, taser," as she fires her gun at Wright while trying to arrest him. Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy at Wright's funeral, which is scheduled for noon tomorrow at Shiloh Temple on West Broadway. Wright's killing led to a week of protests outside the Brooklyn Center police station. The demonstrations grew tense at times as protesters launched fireworks at officers and police fired tear gas, marking rounds, and other projectiles. Potter resigned from the department along with Police Chief Tim Gannon. Last week, Washington County Attorney Pete Orpett charged Potter with manslaughter. Racial justice activists say she should face a more serious charge of murder. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
Prince died 5 years ago today, and today his creative sanctuary, Paisley Park, will welcome back a select 1,400 fans to mark the fifth anniversary. The studio's atrium will be opened, and an urn containing the artist's ashes will be on display. Those who can't get inside are invited to leave flowers and mementos in front of a statue erected outside the front doors in the shape of his famous purple love symbol. Prince died of an accidental fentanyl overdose. He was 57 years old. Five more Minnesotans have died of COVID-19, but state health officials say new COVID cases continue to drop. Yesterday, the state reported around 1,190 new cases. The number of COVID patients in Minnesota hospital ICUs, though, continue to climb. Meanwhile, vaccinations continue at a steady pace, with about 52% of all Minnesotans age 16 and older having had at least one shot. There will be a scaled-back and pandemic-focused Grandma's Marathon this June in Duluth. Yesterday, race organizers announced that both the full and the half marathons will have 50% fewer runners. There won't be a mass start. Rather, there will be a rolling start to keep runners properly spaced out, and they're asking fans to stay home. The traditional viewing places in Canal Park and in downtown Duluth won't be available. And while race organizers admit they can't prohibit spectators from watching on private property, they hope people who participate in any of the activities will mask up and socially distance. Sports: the Twins lost a doubleheader to the Athletics in Oakland yesterday. Both games were shutouts. with the A's winning 7-0 and 1-0. The same two teams play again this afternoon. Timberwolves beat the Sacramento Kings 134-120 last night. Both teams play again tonight. Weather forecast today for the region: scattered afternoon rain or snow showers, highs in the 40s. Generally speaking, you'll see some of the precip in eastern and southern Minnesota today. Clear skies overnight, lows near 30. Pretty warm tomorrow. Sunny skies. Highs will be around 58, close to 60 degrees. And finally, one of the most creative and riveting reactions to the Chauvin verdicts came from Twin Cities Black artist Sean Garrison. Sean set up an easel outside the Hennepin County Government Center as folks started to filter into the area yesterday afternoon ahead of the announcement of the verdicts. He told some reporters, including Kent Erdahl of Care 11, that he was nervous and anxious at first, and the colors of the paint he was using reflected that. Some black strokes, some red and orange that underscored some of the dread and anxiety that he was feeling. Well, he kept painting as the crowd milled about. Then the verdicts were read. And as the decision on each count was read by Judge Cahill, Sean Garrison's painting in progress changed. It morphed. The colors became bright, beautiful splashes of aqua, turquoise, green. As his abstract work took shape, he explained that the colors began to lighten as his mood brightened and he chose more calming colors, more vibrant colors reflecting peace and hope. Sean's piece was not only on Care 11, but on MSNBC, where host Chris Hayes offered to buy it right there on the spot. I hope Sean said yes. And that's it for Minnesota Today, the early version. If you're looking for more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org. You can sure download the news app or just turn on the radio. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Werzer.